Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. So, today, Sue said, one of my problem areas is my midsection. Like lots of women, I want to disguise it. I know a lot of the suggestions for concealing your tummy are loose, flowy fabrics or draping, but I find it, if I wear a loose, flowy top, it makes me look, feel daggy. Very Australian term there. I think part of the problem is that I prefer more structured garments, and I seem to be conflicted in finding more structured garments, especially in tops that are still flattering to my midsection. Are comfortable, but not loose and flowing. They also need to draw the eye out, as I have very narrow shoulders in relation to my bust and hips. I've yet to find the styles that will address all of this. And I think sometimes we might be asking sometimes for too much in one garment, or the thing is always, can you make it yourself or have it made for you? So if you are a A shape or a pear shape, you want to think about tops that have straighter lines across the upper, you know, above in the décolletage area. So either they need to be something like a boat neck, which has a widening and balancing to your hips neckline, or you need to think about tops that have some sort of shoulder structure. So things like jackets and things that might have a little bit of extra structure or a little bit of padding. You could think about, I mean, gathered sleeves and shoulder detail also help to broaden the shoulders and draw the eyes up. So thinking about your tummy and your shoulders are two different things. So I'd be thinking about, well, what am I looking for in tops that will help to balance my hips if I am conscious of my more pear shape. And then when, you know, when we're talking loose and flowing, it just means not clinging. There is a difference between not clinging and really sloppy and daggy or frumpy. If you're not Australian, and frumpy is probably the closest thing that daggy means in this context. But I would say that it's thinking about getting things that are just a little bit, they fitted, but they don't cling, because cling is where we see everything that's going on underneath. So this is where you can think about, well, what is the garment constructed of? And it is harder. It's very much easier to find like a shift dress or something that's got a little bit more construction in it, and maybe a lining that helps to skim past these parts of you in a way that it is much harder to find just a top, which is going to end just below your waist. So it is one of those things that's a little bit trickier, but it is worthwhile thinking about, well, what do I need to balance my hips? So thinking about what's the right kind of necklines, what's the kind of detail I want on my, in my décolletage area, where can I find some horizontal lines, whether it's a yoke, some epaulette, some sort of shoulder detail, puffed sleeved, gathered sleeved, all those things add broadness to the shoulders and balance out the hips. And then it's thinking about, well, I don't want loose and sloppy, because yes, loose and sloppy will not work. But I also don't want too fitted. And we could think about things like blouses are great, because if you have a soft blouse, it has that flowing, but you can tuck it in and then blouse it out over the top, so it's not highlighting your tummy. Or you can have a blouse and make sure that the hem, it comes in, it's fitted through the waist, so you make sure it's got darts and things like that. So it's fitted, it's a bit more structured, but it... It makes sure it comes in at the waist, otherwise you lose your waist. So this is where it's getting the fit right. And it could just be that some of your more flowing garments are too flowing. They're too loose and you need to add a little bit more structure into them. You need to add a few darts, things like that. And it could be also looking at necklines and looking at other things like that. A collar does help to balance out. It does have an up and out. So don't button it up too high, because that tends to draw the eye inwards, versus if you have it unbuttoned a little bit lower, it has more opportunity to go outwards. Think about jackets, lapels, all those sorts of things as well. But of course, in summer, we might not want to wear those things. And weather-wise, it can be sometimes hard to wear a third piece, which is often very concealing. So hopefully there's a few little tips there for you, Sue. And it's going to help you find a little bit more about what you're after in a top. The next question comes from Barbara. My query is, about clothing for the 70 plus age group. I have thought for several years that we are the most neglected demographic, even though we perhaps have the money with our children off our hands. I live in Canberra, where the shopping is even more limited. I'm tall and size 14 to 16. Not busty enough for some of the plus size clothing, and I don't know why clothing for bigger sizes tend to come in horrible prints and fabrics. I find online shopping for clothing difficult. I'm the only older female, who can't seem to find anything much for the casual retired lifestyle. Do you hear this often, or is it just me? I can tell you, I bet you there is a bunch of other people going, yeah, that is me too. It is difficult. When you live somewhere where there is a bit more limited clothing, it is more difficult. And this is where the online space can be really useful as well. That I know it can be hard. You have to shop online. When you have an expectation that everything's going to work, the whole thing with shopping online is you have to treat the clothes that come home to you as if you were just trying them on in a store, and that you are going to send the majority of them back. And I know it's a bit of a pain and all that sort of stuff, but this is why it's worthwhile looking at return policies and shipping and all that sort of stuff. But getting to know which stores and like what kind of fabrics they use and that sort of stuff can be really useful as well. Not everything online is terrible, not everything online is great, but it certainly does give you a wider selection than you just get in your area. And a size 14 to 16, I actually think is often the hardest size because it's at the top end of the regular stores, the bottom end of the plus size, and often things like trying to get things, you just get less variety and it's harder to find things that fit. So it is one of those sizes I know can be really hard to fit. So an Australian 14 to 16 is probably about an American 12 to 14 if you're over there. So it's that sort of, you know, it's a little bit tricky to find in our market here. And yeah, absolutely. I do think that fashion for, you know, more advanced women is much more limited because a lot of fashion is aimed at the younger market as well, because they are seen to be more interested in fashion rather than as we get older, and I do think that women on the whole shop less often a little bit when we're older because we already have a whole bunch of stuff. So it can be, and we can have things, you go, there's still good wear left in it and all that sort of stuff. And I think that's partly why there is a little less option versus the young people. They are buying and buying and buying because they don't have a wardrobe full of clothes. In the same way, when we get older, we might have one. But there is definitely stuff out there. And this is why you've got to look beyond what you see as your market and into any store. Like, don't just limit yourself to what you see as an older person's store, because there could be some great stuff in something that could be in a younger person's store and you're completely bypassing it because you're not even looking there. Now, I wouldn't go to the really what they call the junior market, which is the very young stuff, which is kind of more aimed at teenagers. But anything that is aimed at the kind of the 25, 30 plus, I would absolutely look at, because you will get all sorts of amazing stuff in those stores as well. And I really think that there's fewer, like there's not the same sort of, you know, kind of rules that there used to be as far as shopping and what to wear as we get older. There's no reason why you can't wear a pair of jeans if you want to. There's no reason why you can't wear a leather jacket if you want to, you know, at whatever age you are. It's more about you and your style and what you like and what resonates with you as well. So yes, absolutely, you are normal, and part of it, and this is why I think that more about, like, the more you can define your style and you know what you're after, the easier it is to start to find it, to actually be able to do some searches online and to be actually able to find it, because I'm not quite sure what it is you can't find apart from the feel that you can't find what you want. So it's hard for me to point you in the direction of anything, but, you know, it is one of those things that don't limit yourself. You know, I think it's more about size than probably anything else. And do remember that you can alter clothes. So sometimes if everything else is about what you've found is good, and maybe there's just a bit too much fabric in there, could you put an extra bustard in, or could you do something that maybe takes out a bit of fabric around the bust if there is too much in that? And also too is, even the plus size manufacturers make for different body shapes, and so you might find that some of them work better for you than others as well. And also too, looking around at the regular manufacturers, That's like, you know, a sports craft goes up to a size 20, a Veronica Main goes to a size 18. Like, there are manufacturers who easily go up to the 14 to 16. It's not too hard to find. So it's part of it might be doing a bit of online research to find out who in the, you know, what sizes they go to, and kind of like, you know, so what are your options as well? Last question today. Jen says, my biggest problem is nailing down specific fashion guidelines for my shape because I feel like I don't fit into any one category. And this is because you are more than just body shape. Shape is one aspect of your physicality. And this is often where we can think, well, if I just follow these shape rules, then that's what matters. But in fact, you have your body shape, you have your body proportions, and you have your body variations, and they all interplay with each other. And something, a body variation rule may mean that a body shape rule doesn't work. And that's why you're thinking, well, it doesn't work. And it could be just that you need to make some adjustments based on your unique body. And of course, things like height, that also really impacts on it as well. Availability of clothes in styles you like also can make it harder. And then kind of the more you know about your personality, but there's also the other aspects of physicality, your texture, your sheen, and those kind of, you know, defining features, all those things come into it as far as finding clothes. So just thinking that shape is the only answer, shape just tells you, your body shape tells you where to put vertical lines because they elongate and slim, where to put horizontal lines because they balance and highlight and broaden, where to put detail, where to keep free of detail, and a little bit about the silhouette. It doesn't tell you how long the garment should be, what kind of fabrics it should be made from, what prints and patterns it might flatter you. None of the other sort of stuff is actually related to body shape. So it is putting all those elements of your body equation together and then looking for the clothes that actually work for that, rather than just thinking that body shape is the number one answer. Yes, it's part of the equation, but it's, you know, 1/10 of the total equation, and you have to look at those other things as well. So thank you for your questions. Of course, you can do my body shape quiz if you are interested in learning a bit more about, you know, where do I put my horizontals and verticals? Because I find that even just knowing that, it makes a big difference when I'm walking to a store to go, oh, it's got a horizontal line in a place I don't want, not even looking at it. It really helps to cut out and make decisions easier where you know that stuff just is not for you. So I do have a free body shape calculator quiz. And of course, if you'd like my professional opinion, you can get that as part of my 7 Steps to Style program as well. So do let me know what questions you have, and I look forward to chatting to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.